John Stauber, Center for Media and Democracy, and Sheldon Rampton and I wrote Mad Cow USA a decade ago, which predicted the emergence of the disease in the U.S. because these feeding practices were happening and we were being lied to about them. Well, I'm not an expert on the Military Commissions Act, but I think this is just one of, you know, many insults and attacks on free speech and the free flow of information in the United States. And unfortunately, the Military Commissions Act, like a lot of legislation, opens the door to repression. The Patriot Act is another great example of that. Stuff gets put on the books, and the people who put it on the books can say, well, this is just well-meaning and it would never be abused. But it's basically an invitation to abuse. There's a similar issue that we've written about in these so-called food disparagement laws, which the food industry put on the books back in the early 1990s, which said that if you, as a reporter or journalist or a food activist or a public figure, say something untoward about food, like Oprah did, saying, well, we want to stop these dangerous practices of feeding cows to cows, or we might have mad cow disease in the U.S., you can be sued by the food industry for the crime of libeling food. I mean, this goes absolutely counter to the U.S. Constitution. These laws are almost certainly unconstitutional, but under the American system, you can put bad laws on the books. And until somebody is convicted under them and appeals, the constitutionality of these laws don't go questioned and challenged, and really anti-American, unconstitutional legislation can get created at either the state or federal level. I don't think people understand this. And when you've got ideologues like the far right, or powerful corporate interests like the meat and livestock industry, they're able to put in place or lobby in place all sorts of laws. So I think this issue comes under the heading of constant vigilance, and that the public gets screwed and repressed to the degree it fails to be active and involved in the issues that affect our lives. So it can be national security, it can be something as seemingly benign as food, protesting a company. This is just a huge area of concern. No one organization has the time or staff to stake out this issue and be the be-all, end-all place for information. What we do is we focus on the fact that there are powerful governmental and corporate interests who are abusing the legislative process by putting in place laws and regulations that can be used to repress right to know and public information. Yeah, you could cast the fact that we don't know what's in our food and it might be toxic or unsafe. We're not allowed to know whether our food is genetically engineered. It's illegal in the U.S. for independent companies to test our meat to know whether it's from cows that might have mad cow disease. You could call that a form of food terrorism. People should have the right to know how their food is produced and choose to buy food that's produced free of genetic engineering. But in the U.S., it's illegal. Yeah, if that's what they want. The labeling should be there. And the irony is that we're always told, oh, let the market decide, let the market decide. But when the food companies, for instance, know that an awful lot of people in the market would decide to avoid milk from cows injected with hormones or avoid food that's genetically engineered, then they intercede. And either the federal government through the FDA or states through legislation, at the behest of the food industry, put regulations in place that deny the public the right to know. So, and why don't we hear about this in the media? Because the media is funded by big food advertisers. The media is well aware of things like the food disparagement laws. under which Oprah had to spend millions to defend her free speech rights. And it's a lot easier for big corporate media to say, well, we'd rather keep taking the money from McDonald's and Kraft and the ads from the beef industry and the ads from the milk industry and not cover those issues. So, you know, we like to think we live in the freest country in the world, let the free market decide, but in many cases, the free market isn't allowed to work, and the so-called free media self-censors and doesn't give us that information.
You're familiar with that company that was suing for the right to test their own beef?
Creekstone.
Creekstone.
Yeah.
I wonder how far away they are.
They've only just begun. That'll went through the courts for years, probably. And in the meantime, they've lost access to the Japanese market for their beef. The Japanese said, sure, you can continue to sell us your beef, but you have to test it like we do. And any cow you find with mad cow, you have to keep out. They said, okay, we'll do it. They went about doing it. The U.S. Department of Agriculture stepped in and said, we will not allow it. They said, why not? They said, because there's no scientific basis for testing this meat. And they cited a law from the 19-teens, you know, that had nothing to do with testing for mad cow disease. So, yeah, here's a great example. The U.S. Department of Agriculture now admits we've had mad cow disease in this country for 10 years. We know mad cow disease can move into the human population and kill people. In Japan, they test 100% of their cattle. In Europe, they test tens of millions of cattle. That way they find out if they're successfully keeping the infected beef out of the food supply. In the U.S., we test fewer than 0.5%. All that testing is secret, and only the government does it. So do you trust the government? Of course not. Yeah, can't verify this.
And then when the press finds out that they found a mad cow in Canada, they drum it up and say, oh, they got the problem, but we stopped it from getting here. They incinerated it. But the Americans don't know. The only reason they're finding it there is because they're testing their
And feet. We've already found indigenous cows in Alabama and in Texas. And we know we've got mad cow disease here, but we're not testing it. And we're continuing the dangerous feeding. In the United States, it's illegal to feed cattle blood to calves. You can go into feed stores all around rural America and buy a calf supplement for dairy calves. So you take them off their mother's milk and you put them on this stuff. And then you look at what's it from. And it's from, legally, from cattle blood and cattle fat with cattle protein in it, all of which can transmit mad cow disease. And people go, well, we don't see mad cow disease in this country. Yeah, because the government's only testing 0.5%. Whereas in Japan, they're finding it and keeping it out because they're testing 100%. And it's not a matter of it's super expensive to test this. It's a matter of the U.S. beef industry is so politically powerful. They make billions of dollars taking slaughterhouse waste and rather than disposing of it properly, feeding it back to livestock for fat and protein supplements. That's what amplifies and spreads mad cow disease.
The head of the FDA on NPR, or one of their spokespersons, was saying when questioned, why not, why do you feed it back? She said it would be a waste problem.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to deal with it. So we got to do something with it, she said.
Right, right. You know, it's just like, think about that. Half of every animal is unfit for human consumption. So, and we know from mad cow disease, that if you feed that back to cows, you're going to amplify and spreading it. We've been doing that for decades in this country, even though we're all told it's not done, it's legal. And we've got mad cow disease. So, yeah, it's just a total Orwellian situation.
Well, and a lot of farmers and a lot of people say it's illegal to feed rendered feed back to cows, but we're operating, and my understanding is we're operating on an honor system.
Exactly. Here's the law. The law says that if you're a feed company, the feed you bag that is from cattle is supposed to be labeled that it contains cattle meat and bone meal, right? Well, that's just a labeling law. Once those bags are bought, they can be fed to any animal, and the inspection of that labeling law is totally inadequate. The countries that have dealt successfully with mad cow disease have said, we are not going to allow any slaughterhouse waste to be fed back to any livestock, period. That's what you have to do, because then the stuff isn't going to the farm. I was in a feed mill with the Japanese TV crew a year and a half ago in a little rural town in Wisconsin, and they are showing us their meat and their bone meal that they're mixing in the cattle feed. It was just in a huge, big bin. And they said, but don't worry, it comes from pigs. Yeah, it comes from pigs that are fed cattle meat and bone meal. And there's no way of even knowing that it comes from pigs, because